Freedom in any area of our lives can be described as the ability to stop and start something. Once we have the ability to stop something having started it, we are some way to self-control. For instance, it's taken me a long time for me to be able to have one biscuit or one chocolate and not polish off a whole packet or box. Hear Bob Mumford on this when someone spoke to him about his appetite. Bob, the Lord spent years putting stuff into you. Please do not destroy it with a fork. Right where the rubber hits the road. Self-control is really all about this. Freedom is being able to control your fork. And another part of your mouth, your tongue. Being able to stop and start. To listen twice as much as you speak. Two ears, one mouth. You might have a problem with talking too much. You need to apply the ability to stop once in a while. Take a look at the faces of the people who are being subjected to your chatter. Just a thought, basic stuff. But this is what part of the series is about. It's practical, right where we live. Little things. Things that are so much a part of us, we really don't notice them until there is that persistent voice saying, we need to take a look at this, sweetheart. The kingdom really is within you, and it's coming fast. Take a look at what Jesus' brother said about the mouth and the tongue particularly. James 3:3-12 in the NIV. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who's never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Though they are so large and driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder whenever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. That's interesting, isn't it? I think that's a good place to stop today. I think I'll let the word do its work here.